from the bottom of Chavdal and Ramalef. Rav Lezer Omer Mishachor Beisamikdash Atzeres Kishabbos. From the time Beisamikdash was Nechrov, there's no Tashlumim of the Karbonos on Shavuos, so Atzeres has a din of Shabbos that it counts for Shiva, but it's not Mevatel Shiva. We don't hold like that. Omer of Gidl Bar Menashe Omer Shmuel. Halacha Kram Gamliel. The halacha is like Ram Gamliel, that Atzeres is like a moed, and it's mevatel the shiva, and it counts for 7 days. The ika the masni lahod Rav Gidl bar Menashe, aha, kol lamed yom. Some learn that Rav Gidl bar Menashe said halacha Ram Gamliel goes on the following: all first 30 days, tinik yotze becheik, the nikbar till 30 days. You don't give a regular liya to a child that dies. And it's a shayla whether that's a child that you don't know for sure was a full-term baby and he died within 30 days or because any baby in Nafel, but if the child you know for sure was a full-term baby, has fingernails and the hair, which is a simon that's a full-term baby, then you mourn for it regularly. And the other sheet is, even if you know it's for sure a full-term baby, the first 30 days you don't mourn for a baby, and that's the halacha. The baby dies within 30 days, there's no shiva. So the child is buried, b'cheik, you don't put him in an aron, because since there is no shiva, and there's no brachos, birchas aveilim and things, you want to make sure that there's a heker. So you don't bury him in a regular aron. You bury him, let's call it a sheet, and carry him without an arm. And you can have one woman and two men, because there's no yichud. You're going out into a cemetery. It's a place of, a lot of people aren't around there, at least not people that are capable of breaking yichud. And therefore, what's it called? So you can have one woman and two men, which normally breaks yichud, but there are sheetas in the Rishonim that hold that one woman and two men does not break yichud. But in this situation, since it's in a Beis HaKloris, which is not mamish and makom miyuchad, people could come there. And also, people are mourning, so they have less chance that they're going to do something wrong. Here it's okay. But we hold that it's okay all the time. Avalo be'ishech odushtei nashim, but not one man and two women, because there is yichud for sure between one man and two women. Rashi, call lamed yom yotze b'cheik ben lamed yom motzio b'cheik lebe sakvoris v'lo ba'arum. Right, a child within 30 days, you don't bury him in an arum, you bury him, carry him without an arum. Lo b'isha echad she'em ishakti me'isha. Can't have one man in the yachad with two women. That's yichud. The Abishol omer af b'isha echad ishtei nashim. Abishol says here's an exception. Like we said before, since the Beis HaKvaros is not mamish secluded, and also people are mourning, they're matter one man and two women also, even though normally it's not okay. The Ein Omdim Olo B'Shura, you don't make a Shura. We do that after the Kvura, so people make two lines and the Ovel goes between them. That's B'Shura. The Ein Omdim Olo Birchus Adelim, and the Birchus HaMazon, they used to say a special bracha. Some people still do, but the Minhag HaOlam is not to. To add a special bracha into Birkas HaMazon, a special nusach of the last bracha. And you don't say that bracha, Birkas Aveilim, the Tanchume Aveilim, and you don't say Tanchume Aveilim either. You don't come to Menachem Avel, a child, within 30 days, there's no Avelis. Ben Shloshim, if the child's 30 days old, or like we said, if you know for sure that the it's a full-term child, right, Yotzei, but that's not the halacha. Yotzei bedluskma, then the child goes out in a you carry him in a gluskma. What's it called? An arum. You put him in a casket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo gluskma. He tells the kasef. He tells bagafayim. Not a casket that you have to carry on your shoulders. A big casket, but a little casket that you can carry within in your hands. The Omdim Alav Ashura, you do have a Shura. The Omer Alav Birkas Aveilim, you say Birkas Aveilim, and you're Menachem Avol. The family is a Shiva. Then Yud Beis Chodesh, a child who's 12 months old and dies, Yotze the Mita, he goes in a regular casket. Rabbi Kiva Omer, who ben Shama Veivorov Kiven Shtayim, who ben Shtayim Veivorov Kiven Shama Yotze the Mita. It's Labdafka 12 months, but if he's a year old that looks like two, or if he's 2 years old and looks like one, then he's choshev enough to go in a regular casket. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Hayotze the Mita Rabbi Matzivim Olav. Whoever goes out in a regular casket, so the rabbim come and they join the funeral and they're mitzvahed for him. Eino yotze v'mita in rabbim matzimulav. He's not choshev enough. He's not old enough to go into a regular casket, which we just said what the criteria is. Then you don't have a public funeral. It's not. It's a little baby and still a baby, and you don't have a public funeral for a baby. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Nikol Rabim Rav Nisasim. If the child already was, people got to know him. He wasn't a little baby that was in the house all the time, but he went out to Ma'on or whatever, and people knew the little child. Then Rabim Nisasim Mo. Ain Nikol Rabim, Ain Rav Nisasim Mo. The kid was still in the house, and he never went out, and nobody knew him. Then you don't bother the Rabim to be Nisasim. Umahin behesped, what about saying a hesped on a child? Reb Meir b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Omer aniyim b'nei shalosh ashirim b'nei chamish. Since the hesped is also a covet for the family, so poor people need more of a hesped. It's more covet for them because they have a kid who died, and every child by an ani helps out in the house or whatever, so it's covet for the family even if he's only 3 years old. Like rich people, only if he's 5 years old, do you say a hesped. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that aniyim b'nei chamesh, poor people, you say a hesped for a 5 year old. Ashirim b'nei sheish, and ashirim only 6 year old. B'nei zkeinim k'bnei aniyim, and old parents who lose a young child, they're like aniyim. That's the covet for the family also. Rashi, Vluskama is an orange, a casket. Ain omdim lo b'shura, ain tzorich lamud lo b'shura. You don't have to make a shura. Kishachorim v'esakvoros over and lefnei evil b'shura v'chol echad omer lo tisnachin. It was a different minute that the oval stood still and the people passed before him and were menachemim. We have the opposite minute where the oval walks through the line. Mashma from the Gemara in Sanhedrin also there. That by Kohen Gadol or whatever, that the Ovel was the one who walked and the people stood still. And the Ovel was the one who stood still and the people walked in front of him. But our meaning is the opposite. Birchas Aveilim, Bracha Shomer Birchava, Kedomra Biksuva. Special Bracha you say in the Rechava. Rashi learns it's not talking about the Bracha in benching. There was another Bracha they made, what's it called, when they gather together to make the shura, they made a separate bracha. Tanchumi Aveilin calls Shiva Hoch Menachem Veso. You go in Menachem Oval during Shiva, you don't do that for a child under 30 days. And he tells us because they bought the Mechad. Right? They, you don't put them in an aron that you have to put on your shoulder. Bagofayim Bishneid and the Adam Derech Kovet. Right? Bagofayim means that you carry it and your two people carry it together. So, Mashm over here that the one that's nitel ba'agofayim is better than the other one, says Rashi. Pashas, it means the opposite, that the nitel ba'agofayim is a smaller casket, not a big casket. Must be a different gear set here. It only says Biyadayim. The difference is whether you carry it on your shoulder or you carry it in your hands, not one or two. Okay. Ve'ivarev kiven shtayim, she'ivarev gedolim. The kid looks bigger. He's only 1 year, but he looks like a two-year-old. Or vice versa, Rabbi Yehuda says, you also, take him out in an order. Okay. Nikar l'rabim, matzivim, argishim, mitzarim. You involve the rabim in his levaya. Nikol Ravim, show you makir and kvar, show you rugged lust and avayas. If a kid went out already, he's a toddler, then Ravim a misasek, And if not, he was a little infant and never went out anywhere. Nobody knows him. Therefore, you don't the rabbin. You don't bother the rabbin to be misasik with him. Mahin behesped. Kama yehi gadol she mitzvah lasbido. How old is a child that you say a hesped for the child? Aniim beishalos lefi sheha'ani mitzdara bon of Yosef min ha'asher lefi she'ain lo simcha cheres. An Ani has more simcha in his children than an Asher, because Asher has other things to be happy with. An Asher has only his children. An Ani only has his children. Okay. And all these things, the Parshim said, if you want to krav avelis, some hold you're allowed to, and others hold you're not allowed to because we're afraid you may come to say the brachas that you don't say, or whatever. As man as we don't say any extra brachas, the chori should be allowed to be misabel if you want to, just that you don't have to be misabel. Okay. Dorash Rebanani, one second. Omer of Yidl Bar Menashe, Omer Rav, Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'omer Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, on this halacha it went. Okay. That looks like two, or two looks like one, that's what's it called, just the opposite. What's it called? A 1 year old who looks two, or what's it called? Yeah. Or a 2 year old who looks like one, then the halachas are you take him out in an aura. Dorish Rabbanani bar Soson apischa de Venusia. Yom echa lefne atzeres va atzeres ak reikan arboasa. If you started sitting Shiva even an hour, a minute before Shavuos, and so it's mevatel the Shiva, that counts 7 days towards the Shloshim. Then Shavuos itself counts 7 days because it has Tashlumim, all seven, even though today there's no Karbonos. So you have 14 days already off the Shloshim. And you only need to be Mashlim 16 more days and you finish with Shloshim. Rabbi, one second. Harikan Arbosa. Shoma Rabami the Ikti. Rabami heard this and he was mocked that it is not true. Omer Atu Didehi. Right? That's his own, what's it called? He says that his own name. The Rabbi Lezer, Omer Raboshiahi. Rabbi Lezer Raboshiah said this halacha. Dorash Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Kila Dereish Gelusa Yom Echad Lepnei Atzeres Vatzeres Harekan Arbosar same halacha Shomer Rav Sheishas Ikbir. Rav Sheishas heard what he said and he was makbid Omar Atu Didehu the Rabbi Lazar Om Rav Oshiahi. This halacha has its source in Rabbi Lazar Om Rav Oshiah. The Om Rav Lazar Om Rav Oshiah Minayin Latzeres Sheish Lo Tashlu Mikol Shiva. How do you know in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that you didn't bring your karbonos that you have to bring for the Yom Tov on the first day of Shavuos or the day of Shavuos, that you can bring it the next 6 days? Shneamar b'chag hamatzos u'b'chag hashavuos. Ma chag hamatzos yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva, af chag hashavuos yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. Just like Pesach has 7 days you can bring the tashlumin of the korbanos that you're supposed to bring the first day of Yom Tov, so too, shavuos, you have 6 extra days. And that's why we don't say tachlun for 7 days, or 6 days after shavuos. So therefore, what's it called? Even though this man azeh, there's no karbanos, but there's another reason why it has the same din, because all the yomim tovim are hukish together to at least the minimum, the medium, which is 7 days. Adbarei Rav Popular of Av Yisaba the Dorash Yom Echad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Hashanah Harikein Arbosar. One day, 1 second before Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah also counts as 7 days. Rosh Hashanah also counts as 7 days, so you have 14 days and another 16 days for Shloshim. And the Tosa speaks about what's an Akamina. Yom Kippur is going to come the Vatla Shloshim anyway, so what's the difference of this? The Tosa gives some possibilities of where there could be a difference, whether you're still counting the days of Shloshim, right, or you're not. For instance, according to the Halacha, that if you didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, if you can't take one after, here if the Shloshim is bottled, it's bottled, whatever, or in any case, but there are differences. Omer Avina, Hilkach Yom Echad Lefnei Achag. Therefore, if somebody dies a second before Sukkot, so you sat Shiva for 1 second, so that counts as 7 days. Then the Yom Tov itself counts as 7 days. The Shmini Shalo, Harekan Esrim V'Yechad Yom. And Shmini Atzeres also counts as 7 days. Every day of Yom Tov counts a full 7 days, because all the Yom Tovim are hukish one to the other. So therefore, you have 7 days that for the 1 second.
You have 7 days for Sukkot, that's 14 days, and 7 days for Shemini Atzeres is 21. You only have to have 9 more days after what's it called, after Yom Tov. Ravina, however, that's only if you actually set Shiva. But if somebody died in the middle of Yom Tov, then Shemini Atzeres doesn't take away 7 days. Then the Shloshim is just the days that it is, and you have to be mashlim all that Shloshim after Sukkot. But the Yom Tov counts for 7 days, and towards Shloshim, and the Shemini Atzeres doesn't count as 7 days towards Shloshim, and you start Shiva after, but the Shloshim started before the Shiva. Ravina ikla the Sura de Pras, Omer le Rav Chaviva misura de Pras Ravina. So Ravina went to this place, Sura de Pras, and Rav Chaviva, who was the Rav of Sura de Pras, said to Ravina, Omar Mar, Yom Echo Bethne Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Arikan Arbosar. Omer le Anom Mistabrik Ram Gamliel, Hu Da Amina. You're saying like Ram Gamliel, the Maisa, we don't hold like that. And that Tak is the Halacha, that Rosh Hashanah doesn't count as 7 days, Rosh Hashanah counts towards Shloshim only as 1 day. So if somebody died before Rosh Hashanah, you have 7 days as the Shiva is considered for that 1 second. And then Rosh Hashanah itself has a din of 1 day, is 8 days, and then Yom Kippur is Mavatul the Shloshim anyway. It doesn't really make a difference. Right? Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down this case. Somebody died a second before Yom Kippur, then the halacha is same thing. Yom Kippur is Mavatul the Shiva, and Sukkot is Mavatul the Shloshim. And the second before Pesach, so 7 days plus 7 is 14, and you mashlim another, what's it called, another 16 days. A second before Shavuos is also 14, you mashlim another 16 days. A second before Sukkot is 21 days because of Shemini Atzeres, and you mashlim only 9 days. Okay, that's Halacha. Rashi. Yom Echad Lifnei Atzeres, Hoya Ovel. If he was Mesabel 1 second before Shavuos, Harei Kan Arba Asar. Atzeres Hashu Keshiva, because Shavuos itself counts for 7 days towards the Shloshim. Zeu Yom Shlifnei Atzeres, Hashu Zayin. The day before counts as 7 also, because you Yotze the Shiva in that 1 second. The Sofar Ki Haitan Edul El, the Omer Afilu Yom Echad Afilu Shoachas. That you don't need 3 days of Avelis to be Mevatel the Shiva. Even 1 second is Mevatel. That's how we pass him. Commander Omer Atzeres Kerugolim, and like the one who says that Atzeres has a din of the other Regolim, that it counts as 7 days.